If for some reason you need to manually input the environmental wind data, you can do so in the panel shown on the left side of the slide. If you need to do this step, it usually means that your VAD wind profile has issues. So your best bet is to pull up a sounding and enter the information from there. You submit the data for every 1,000 feet above ground level. Make sure to toggle on the Interpolate Between Levels option too. Another option available to you are the panels on the right that appear in the Environmental Data Editor window we just left. You can click on the white chart to manually edit the data. Most users will find this process a little tedious for the entire vertical profile. However, if you need to fix the wind data at a level or two, you might want to try this tool instead. It's up to you. You adjust the wind direction in the display on the left, while the wind speed can be adjusted in the display on the right. Click on one of these panels to learn more about the temperature heights manual data entry.